One of the things I can remember is Christmas, how lovely Christmas was. And the trimmings we used to make them with paper, with coloured paper, and glue them together, put them up all over the house, and then we had this Christmas tree. It was an artificial Christmas tree, and all the baubles that we used to... She used to let us help Len and me put the baubles on the tree, and the little packets of sweets that were in cellophane, shiny, dolly mixtures used to go in there, and it used to be like went narrow, wide at the top, went narrow with a piece of ribbon round to tie it. We used to have quite a few of those on the tree. And then the lights, well, the lights I used to think were lovely. It was such a magical time, Christmas. And Mum used to bake the Christmas cake before Christmas came. We used to watch her. We used to kneel up on a chair, did Len and I, and watch her making it. Getting all the food stuff together and mixing it. And then when she'd finished mixing it and put it in the tins, who was going to have the spoon? And who was going to have the dish to eat what was left in it? So Len and me would grumble and fight. I want the spoon, I want the dish. And that's how we were. But we also loved that time. Really loved it.
What kind of presents did you get for Christmas?
Well, we always got a book. We always got a selection box of bars of chocolate and an orange and an apple, some new pennies. Len would probably get a cowboy, a holster with a couple of guns in. I, one year, got a doll. Thought it was lovely, and it was called Judy. Real hair. And I tried to be awake, you know, to see Father Christmas come. But yet, next morning, all the toys were there at the bottom of the bed. And I'd never seen him, and I tried my best to keep awake, but I couldn't.
Can you remember what other kids got in your street on Greenlee?
I think they were all pretty much the same. There wasn't anybody, you know, got... except for Joan next door. Joan got Rupert books. Don't know why I didn't get one, because I always wanted one. But Joan got Rupert books, and her mum used to let me sit in her house and read Joan's Rupert books when Joan wasn't in. I loved those Rupert books.
What else did you do at Christmas time?
Oh, we went to the pantomime. We went with Mrs. Illingworth next door, and Joan was a little bit younger than me, but we played well together. Oh, I was in awe of the pantomime.
Where was it?
At the Leeds Grand Theatre and the Theatre Royal, either one or the other. At one of them, there was the Flying Ballet. Well, I thought that was just magic. And then the other one, there were the 12 little sunbeams singing and dancing. Well, I just wished I could have been one of those sunbeams. I would have loved to have been doing that, what they were doing. And then we could take a bar of chocolate from the selection box and eat that during the pantomime. There were Cinderella, Aladdin, Jack and the Beanstalk, all the nursery rhymes. Nat Jackley was a comedian, and such as Arthur Askey, all these comedians that were on.
Did your mum and dad play music at home? Did they have a piano?
No, but Mr. Illingworth next door did, and we could hear him through the wall. when he played. You see, they must have been so thin, most the walls, we could hear him playing the piano. Another thing we used to do at Christmas, Len and I used to go carol singing to different houses around the area. And we used to get money, of course, and save it for spends, buy things with it. I remember us going to Lorna Hanforth's house. Her father always used to invite us into their house to see their Christmas tree, which was a real one. And it went so high up in the room. And Lorna would sing a song. Now, Lorna was a lovely singer. And we did used to sing round the tree at their house. And Mr. Hanforth used to say, come on, let's have some carols. And lovely to hear Lorna. She's such a sweet voice. Another thing I can remember is the winters. I mean, we did have winters in those days, and the snow. Mind you, we used to have a good time with the snow. We used to have fights, and we used to build an igloo and have fights with gangs. No, not bad like gangs are now, but there used to be two sides, and we used to have slides. I mean, the snow was so deep. My feet were always frozen. I mean, you didn't think about the people, you know, having to walk. Just make slides and go sliding for ages and ages. Great were those slides.
And did you have a sledge?
My brother did. I went on the sledge with him. And we used to sledge down Farmer's Hill. Down Pottery Lane, at the right-hand side, going down where all the new houses are, it was just a lovely big hill called Farmer's Hill. And there weren't many cars, there were no cars about, you know, and you could go, oh, right down this hill. It went a long way, you know, from the top.
Were there lots of kids doing that?
Loads. Oh, we all used to go there, yeah.
But it's quite a long way from your house.
Well, we just had to walk in those days. We did do.
But your mum didn't have any problem with you going that far away from the house?
No, no. Long as we weren't late home. I've had many a good hiding for being a bit late. And boss used to get me on that settee and she used to give me real hiding. You know, but you were enjoying yourself and you didn't think about time.